talking now about getting in shape and staying in shape. Dustin Maher, our guest today. I'm Larry Mueller. Dustin, a personal trainer, works at Supreme Health and Fitness in Madison, trains clients, teaches classes, puts together some DVDs, which we're going to be talking with him a little bit about, and created something called Fit Fun Boot Camps, which have been very successful. And tell you what, he's been a regular guest now for quite a while, and we always get lots of calls. If you have a question about your own fitness, about getting in shape, or things that you're doing now in terms of exercising, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org. Dustin, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Great to have you back. Tell you what, this last week was a really hot, humid week, and
yep.
It was tough getting out there and doing much. What do you recommend in terms of exercising in the outdoors in that kind of weather?
Right. Well, the first thing you want to try to do is avoid the peak times for heat. So if you can work out in the mornings, we did our boot camps at 5:30 in the morning, and it was still humid, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Or also, kind of around sunset time, 8-9 o'clock at night would definitely be better. But if you are, either way, whether you're working out in humid conditions in the morning or in the afternoon with the heat, you need to drink a lot of water, dress, in kind of mesh clothing that will kind of wick away the sweat a little bit more. And yeah, just get a lot of water into you and listen to your body. If you're starting to feel kind of lightheaded or dizzy, that's a time when you may have to stop or slow down and just realize that, your peak performance is probably not going to be at that time. The workout, the time before may have been better, and that's fine.
For your boot camps, and maybe you could talk about what you do in those boot camps, but I'm wondering about those when it gets really hot.
Yeah, most of our boot camps are in the morning, so it's not that big of a deal. We have a couple in the afternoon, and we just make it through, and we just provide them with a lot of water, make sure they take more breaks. We rest a little bit more between sets. But boot camps, we just try to do total body weight training and cardiovascular. So we're trying to burn as much fat as we can and create a lean body, lean toned body. And so we do a lot of body weight exercises. We do a lot of picnic table exercises. We'll do some interval sprinting. We don't do any long distance running. Probably the longest we run is maybe a minute at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time it's, 15, 20, 30 seconds of all out activity. We do a lot of stuff with dumbbells. This morning we did a great playground workout. So we push cars, just a lot of different things.
But that's fun.
It's fun, and it's different every time. So many people get sick of doing the same thing in the gym. They come to me and they say they've done the same workout for 3 years, and not only are they bored, but their body's bored, and they've plateaued, and they're not progressing and stuff. So we like to keep things fun. Every workout, you never know what's going to come next.
Just for those who are interested on those, you've got a website for that.
Yeah, it's MadisonBootCamps.com. And we're giving everyone a free 1 week trial. My belief is that you should never pay for something that you don't think is worth it. And we're very affordable, between $7 and $10 a session, depending on how long you commit for. And so most people can afford $30 or so a week for it. And so it's MadisonBootCamps.com. And at the very least, we got a free gift for you there. Put your name and email in, and you'll get some great information.
Let's go to Tim in Green Bay with a question. Hi, Tim. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a question about my wife and how she lost weight. She had great success. She lost about 60 pounds, and she did it strictly with diet and exercise, no gimmicks. But what she did was count calories. She limited herself to only 1,200 calories a day, and she did that method for about 6 months and lost about 60 pounds. And she kind of got away from being strict to that limit of calories, and she quickly put weight back on, and she put herself back through the method, repeating the same thing, and she lost the weight again. But now she's finding herself sticking strictly to that amount of calories per day. Is that healthy?
Seems like that seems pretty low to me.
That's a great question. I got a couple of hopefully good answers for it. First of all, around 1,200 calories is a good level for women for losing weight, between 1,200 and 1,500 at tops. But here's the problem. A couple of things. Did she do resistance training at all?
No, actually, she does most of the weight loss by running on a treadmill.
Yes, and that's the problem. Because what she's doing is she's dieting down, and she's, of course, losing fat when she's dieting down, but she's losing a lot of muscle, too, because your body is going to be eating muscle for energy. It's going to be burning fat, but also eating the muscle. And running does that, too. It breaks down more muscle. It's not a build, it's not a muscle-building exercise. So she's automatically decreased her metabolism, her resting metabolic rate, which is why people yo-yo diet all the time. So what she needs to do, a couple things. I would not always stay at 1,200 calories. There's a thing where it's called cheat days or different things where you rotate calories. And so have her one day go to like 1,500 calories or even 1,800 calories one day a week, maybe 2 days a week, and then go with 1,200 or 1,300 calories the rest of the days. And that's going to prevent your body from being used to 1,200 calories, because if she's consistently at 1,200, her body's going to kind of plateau and get used to that. So you always want to be changing things up. And you really don't want to ever go below 1,200 calories. And then she's got to do resistance training and strength training to build some muscle up, because that muscle is going to maybe burn an extra 100, 200 calories per day eventually once she builds it. So that should be, you know, she shouldn't have to live her life at 1,200 calories, maybe 1,500 depending on how active she is. I've got some women now who, once their metabolism is kicked up and doing things right, between 1,500 and 1,800 calories for weight maintenance. So
they're lifting weights then, in other words, you're saying?
Yeah, lifting weights will, of course, burn a lot of calories during the workout and after the workout more than running would. But the real benefit is building that muscle, which is long-lasting metabolic increase. So that was an awesome question.
Okay, right. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in, too, with your question at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org. Charlotte in Fort Atkinson, we turn to you. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
How can we help? Yes, how can we help you?
I have a question about, like, post-menopause. Let's say you're 50-some years old. You have that lower belly pouch.
Yeah.
That never seems to leave you. I was just wondering, is, you know, cardio get rid of that, or spot exercising, or what can we do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, postmenopause is, you know, it's, I'm not going to lie, it's a lot tougher to lose fat and be lean after menopause because of the hormonal changes. But the same, basically, it's the same things that apply, you know, premenopause is postmenopause. There's no such thing as spot reduction, so don't try to do tons of lower ab exercises. Think that's going to burn it. You know, some cardio is great. You know, especially what I've always preached is that high intensity, short duration cardio, so 30 seconds to a minute, really hard, and then recover for a while. And that really hard is relative to your abilities. So maybe it's a fast walk or something like that. And then the resistance training, I'll continue to say it for every single person, you know, for weight loss and fat loss, building that muscle up, and especially postmenopause, because you're going to be accelerating your bone loss and your muscle loss after that. And strength training is the best form of exercise to build the muscle, but also to build the bones. So it's not impossible, but it's a lot more difficult to get rid of the pouch afterwards. But the same rules apply.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Carl in Peshtigo, we're on to you now. Hi, Carl.
Hello. My question would be, what kind of diet that would be reasonably priced that you could build up your muscle if you're going to cut the calories?
What do you mean by reasonably priced?
Do you mean getting on a diet as in,
like, how many calories you're saying?
Yes, and that if you want to lose weight, you're going to take the fat off. But we don't want to rob our muscle tone and so forth. We want to build that muscle tone up, or muscle density up, because we're exercising.
Yes.
What kind of diet is more preferable that's reasonably priced?
Gotcha. Well, what I would say is a higher protein diet and decreasing the carbs a little bit. And the calorie range is very hard for me to say specifically for you, because every person is different. But what I would try to do is decrease wherever you're at now. If you're looking to lose fat, decrease it by 300 calories. Do that for a couple weeks, and you should be dropping about a pound a week around there. Now, if you're not dropping that much weight, go down to 500 calorie deficit. If you're still not, maybe around 700 calories, but I would say between 300 and 500 calorie deficit, you should start to notice some decrease. Now, if you're dropping, you know, 2 to 3 pounds a week, that's a little bit too fast, and you're going to be losing muscle mass with that, and that's obviously not a good thing. So bump your calories up just a little bit to figure that out. So there's not an exact answer for that, but you know, you still want to get enough protein in. I usually recommend between 0.8 and 1 gram per pound. So if you, of ideal body weight. So if you're 300 pounds, you don't need 300 grams of protein, but you know, 150, 170 grams, which is higher than most would recommend. A lot of nutritionists would recommend maybe 75 to 100 grams of protein, but that increased protein will definitely maximize your muscle gain, but also help you burn fat a little bit better.
Okay. There you have it. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Dan in Milwaukee, it's on to you now. Thanks for calling, Dan.
Thank you. See, I've got a question. I've been working with a diabetic nutritionist, and he's put me on about 30 to 50 carbs per meal. I'm trying to lose about 25 pounds to get my diabetes more in line. And that carb counting seems to be very difficult, and I've been doing it now for a month, and it doesn't seem to be having any effect. I use a treadmill, and I try to bike anywhere between 5 and 10 miles a day, so I'm just looking for some advice.
Yeah, so you're trying to lose weight. That's your primary goal, and get
primary goal is to lose weight and to get my
diabetes
blood sugars down.
So you have type 2 diabetes or type 1?
Type 2.
Okay, yeah. How much weight are you trying to lose?
Probably 20 to 25 pounds. I'm 6'3" and go about 235, 239. I'd like to get down to close to 200 pounds.
Okay, well, so that's about 150 calories worth of carbs. 150 to 200 each time. I mean, maybe you could drop your carbs down a little bit.
Okay.
That seems a little high to me, especially if you're looking to get your glucose levels and eating complex carbs more than simple sugars. So your whole grains and whole, you know, high fiber foods. But maybe you're still consuming way too many calories in general. Just because you're trying to limit your carbs doesn't mean your everything else is. So, you know, have a moderate protein intake, but watch the fats as well.
Okay.
So, you know, I think counting calories is a good method to start out with, and it's a pain in the butt. You know, there's tons of Spark People, S-P-A-R-K, people.com is a good website for counting calories. There's Live Strong, Lance Armstrong's foundation has a great...
I'm on that one.
Okay. Yeah. So those types of things, you know, I would say just throwing it out there, maybe around 2,000 calories-ish to lose weight. And I would try to incorporate some weight training as well. Get, you know, 30 minutes of total body resistance training and working all large muscle groups.
All right.
With as little rest as possible between sets.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Dustin Maher, our guest today, personal trainer, as we talk with him about your physical fitness. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking physical fitness with Dustin Maher. And Dustin, I mentioned at the start of the show that we've been talking about these DVDs for a while that you've been putting together. Tell us what you got.
Yeah, I was embarrassed every single time I came on saying they're going to be done the next time. And it's been a long process, but it's been about eight month process. And I'm excited to tell you guys this morning, as of this morning, I'm letting you guys know first that I'm launching the program today. So you can go to fitmomsforlife.com, fitmomsforlife.com, and you can get all the information. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm giving away a free CD with an hour of content, as well as my first DVD away for free. All you need to do is pay for shipping and handling. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want to get this into as many hands as possible. My eventual goal, my career goal, is to help 1 million moms, you know, feel good about themselves. And this is one way to do this. And so you can try the program out for 21 days. And then if you enjoy it and you don't want to cancel, we'll be sending you each month a new DVD. And in each DVD, we have a different mom that I train in a house. And so it's a total body fat loss workout combining cardiovascular fitness and weight training. It's the same workouts that I put my clients through, which I charge $150 a session. So not everyone can afford that, and I can't be everywhere, you know, at all times as well. So I'm so excited for it, and you'll get to meet, like I said, each month a different mom who's either lost, you know, 50 to 80 pounds or looks better now at 40 than she did at 20. I've got all demographics of moms represented from 22 years old all the way up to close to 50. So you know, for the program, it's simple. All you need is a few sets of dumbbells and a ball. I try to keep it as inexpensive as possible. Like I said, if you don't cancel after 21 days, we'll send you a new one each month. And we're currently charging $39 a month after the initial 21 days. There's an online component. You get a bunch of other bonuses with it. But yeah, I'm very excited about it. And my initial goal is to get about 1,000 moms on the program within the next 4 months. And I get asked, too, if guys can do it. Mm-hmm. And the workouts, I've had a lot of moms give it to their husbands as well. And the husbands do the workouts and have been getting great results as well. So the workouts, you know, work for both bodies. It's just I talk more mom speak than the guys. So I'll say you're trying to tone your butt and stuff like that. Guys probably don't want to hear that. So,
well, it's and to get this, you go to
fitmomsforlife.com.
Fitmomsforlife.com.
Yep, and then you'll watch a couple videos, and the whole process is all online, and we'll ship everything to you to your doorstep. So we're still working through a few little bugs, but everything should be up and running, and I'll be able to work with you very shortly.
And I'm looking at I'm on the website right now looking at Becky,
yep.
And
Jody's actually the one who's in the first DVD. She had a mom of five kids, and she couldn't lose weight, and she was close to 180 pounds. And throughout the last 6 to 8 months, I've been working with her. She dropped to 120 pounds, so she lost close to 60 pounds or so, 55 pounds. And she's closing into a size 2 now, and she's really excited. And I've seen her college pictures, and she looks way better now than she did in college. So,
wow. So fit for life. No, I'm sorry. Fit moms for life. I'm going to write that down. Fit moms for life.
And again, it's free. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling to cover my costs for the initial.
All right, let's go to Lewis in Wausau next. Lewis, hi, thank you for calling.
Yes, I've had Parkinson's for about 5 years, and I have been advised to exercise 30 minutes a day. The problem is that I get so tired exercising that I can exercise about 10 minutes, and I just get so tired I have to quit.
Well, what I would do for that is split it up into different times. So even 5 minutes a day, if you can do 5 minutes a day five times, that's 25 minutes. And research shows that there's really not that much difference between, you know, doing five-minute times of exercise or 3 10-minute times instead of like 1 30-minute, which is exciting. My DVDs, what I do is it's an hour-long workout, but you can break them up into 15-minute chunks if you only have 15 minutes, you know, each time. And I think actually in some ways that's more effective to break it up into little chunks because your metabolism is elevated right after the workout for, you know, up to 48 hours, but those first few hours is going to be the highest. So, you know, you elevate it for a few hours after, and then maybe 5 or 6 hours later, you're doing your second half of the workout and it increases again. So that's what I would do for you. If at 10 minutes, you're really getting tired, you know, do 10 minutes or maybe even try 5 minutes and do that throughout the day.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's a good idea. Very good. And it's good to know that it actually is just as useful as going.
Yeah.
And I could see in some ways, if you're on a 30-minute program or so, or even an hour program, you might start to flag a bit. But if you're doing 5 or 10 minutes at a time, you can kind of go.
Exactly. You know, after about 45 minutes to an hour of exercise, cortisol levels really rise. Cortisol is a stress hormone, which it's important in the body, but it's not good for losing fat. And so after about an hour in exercise, like the fat loss benefits and the exercise benefits drastically decrease. So that's why I encourage people to try to work out no more than an hour. 45 minutes is great. But like you said, mentally, you know, I'm changing all my hour-long sessions to 45-minute sessions when I train people because there's no use to do an hour. It's a waste of their time and waste of mine. So, yeah, those 30 to 40 minutes just going out hard or 10 minutes really hard is great.
Gabrielle in Rochester, New York. On to you now. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Quick question about my flabby arms, you know, with the summer and showing off, you know, tank top. I've tried to do weight training before with weights, and it tends to bulk up the muscle as opposed to getting cut. And if you have any kind of
suggestion on that, sure.
Suggestions, yeah.
Yeah. So one of my clients, she calls that the flying squirrel underneath her arm like that. You know, I would still recommend doing some weights. You know, you can maybe make it a little lighter. weights, but generally the issue of bulking up is more that you're not reducing the body fat. Now, if you could reduce the body fat and put on that muscle, you'd probably be pretty happy with the way your arms look. So it's more of an issue of just overall body fat, which comes back to, you know, exercise and nutrition. So trying to maybe count your calories like we've already talked about today and decreasing them a little bit, 300 calories, maybe 500 calories to see if you lose fat. You can't spot reduce, but you know, if you're losing fat all over your body, you'll definitely notice it around the arms as well. So I would still encourage you to do some resistance training. You know, tricep dips are great. Tricep extensions with dumbbells, push-ups, the closer your hands are in towards your body. And if you tuck your elbows in by your side, it's going to hit triceps a lot more.
Okay, so what about, because I was told once that reduce the weight and just do more repetitions and that should do it. Is that not true?
That's personally not my belief. I know some trainers will even tell you that. And I think that you're going to burn more calories doing heavier weights. And, you know, unless a woman is just like wanting to look like, you know, like Kate Moss or something, who's just rail thin, you know, has no muscle on them, it's pretty tough for them to put on a lot of muscle. And it's more, again, the body fat issue. So, you know, you can try it and see if it works. But I find that using the heavier weights.
It hasn't. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
So what weight do you recommend?
That's a great question. Every exercise can be completely different. In the DVDs, I really push the moms to go as hard as they can. And so as the DVDs progress, we get them harder and harder each month. So mm-hmm. your body's not plateauing. But Jody's using 30-pound dumbbells in the one for a couple of the exercises. She's not doing that with bicep curls or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then we've got one mom, I think in month 10, who does 50-pound dumbbells for one exercise. But that's crazy. But she's still size 2/4. So she's still super small, and it's all about, you know, having that lean muscle. But the better question is not how heavy should the weights be. It's how hard should the reps be. Okay. And so, you know, you should aim for starting out between 8 and 12 reps, and that last rep should be very difficult with good form. So you still don't want your form to go. But, you know, by that 12th rep, you should not be able to do 20 reps at whatever weight you pick. So that's a better way to go.
Pam in Burlington, on to you now. Hi, Pam.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 48 now. I've been lifting weights since about 1980. And, first let me say that I used to be chubby. I haven't had to watch my weight in years.
Awesome.
And I can even, like, take off 6 months when I get really busy and go back. My body responds really well. So 100%, you know, I totally believe in what you're saying. It's
Thank
great.
You.
My question is, I'm also a mom and I work full time and live a typical busy life, and I get tired. And sometimes I heard you say to someone earlier to have as little time as possible between the sets. And sometimes the only way I can work out is if I try and do 3 sets. And I rest a little longer than what's normally recommended. And I just wondered how much that would degrade the benefit, or if there's another more beneficial way to...
Right. Well, a couple things. You know, you don't have to do 3 sets. That's traditional, you know, what's been said. And 3 sets is fine. It works. But the difference between 2 sets and 3 sets, even 1 set of each exercise, as long as it's intense, there's not that much difference between the three. It gets a little better each time, but for the time you take, it's not as big. So what I would recommend doing, you know, if you're feeling tired and you don't have enough time, just do 1 or 2 sets instead of that 3rd set. But if you do want to rest in between, you know, that's totally fine as well. It's just going to be more time in the gym. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, get people away from, is spending, you know, an hour and a half doing things. So, but from a calorie standpoint, even, you know, taking a longer break actually would increase your muscle mass a little bit more, because you'd be able to lift a little harder and heavier each time. So, you know, if you have the time to rest for a little bit more, that's great. You know, 1 minute, 2 minute, but if you can cut it to like 20 or 30 seconds, and what I try to do, if you're doing like a squat, so it's a lower body exercise primarily, you know, do a squat and then go right into an upper body exercise, do a push up or a bench press or a shoulder press. And while your lower body's resting, your upper body's working. So you're still going to get that cardiovascular benefit, but muscularly you're going to be resting. And that's how I do all my DVDs and training sessions. We go from an upper body exercise to a lower body, to a core exercise, maybe to a cardio exercise, and then go back. So we kind of cycle through them.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. And Jane in Waupaca, it's your turn now. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I'm kind of a person who I've found out a lot about myself.
Ah, we are you there? Oh, we lost. Tell you what, are you
Hello?
There? Yeah, go ahead. Try it again. We lost you. So try talking again.
Okay. About Nabuni. I don't. And I thought.
I'm sorry, Jane, but we just can't get you. If you're in a car and moving along, you might try calling again in 5 minutes or so, and maybe you'll get a better we'll get a better reception. Let's. By the way, for anyone else, if you'd like to join in, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at talk@wpr.org. And try again, Jane, and we'll see what happens. Jim and Kokana, we go to you now. Hi, Jim.
Hi, yeah. I just had a question about nutrition. I've been eating a lot of eggs. I know the whites are loaded with protein and pretty low fat, but what about the yolks? Do you have to skip the yolk?
Great question. So the yolk is actually where most of the nutrients are. So I highly encourage you to eat them. And before they're, you know, I'd say even up to a couple of years ago, you know, most people were saying stay away from the yolks because they're high in cholesterol. But they've realized now that that does not increase your body's cholesterol. But what you want to do with eggs is try to spend the extra money and buy the cage-free organic eggs. They're generally going to be about $3.50 to $4.50 a dozen. So it's about twice as expensive, but it's definitely worth it. And basically what a cage-free or free-range is another word you might hear, and they're allowed to go outside and eat natural grass. And I just learned that chickens also eat meat, so they can eat bugs and worms and that type of thing. And that's their natural environment. So because normally when they're not cage-free, they're just fed grain and corn and stuff like that to fatten them up. And I just saw a comparison a couple of days ago, actually for my DVD, we filmed the comparison between a regular egg yolk and like a cage-free egg. And it's incredible, the difference in the color. It's a lot richer, the all-natural one. So buy those brown eggs, those cage-free will definitely be better. And eat the yolks. You know, if you're eating a lot of eggs, you know, if you're trying to eat five or six a day, maybe take out a couple yolks because that's going to be a lot of calories. But from a cholesterol and fat standpoint and nutrient standpoint, you'll definitely want to consume the egg as well, or the yolk as well.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Darby in Brookfield, on to you now. Hi, Darby.
Hi. I have a question. I had two babies in the last 2 years and gained 70 pounds with the first one. And I'm starting my own label that's going to be nationwide, hopefully in the next 6 months. But you know, the workout part for me was great. I could run and do all that. But now that and I know you have this home video, but I had a colicky baby. I have my own business. You know, how realistic is it that this is going to fit into my life? Because I tried the gym. By the time I get my kids in the car, get them into the daycare, get to the gym, I don't want to work out anymore.
Right.
I'm tired. And the food part, too. So many conflicting things. You shouldn't be eating milk. You shouldn't be eating, you know, any dairy products. You shouldn't be eating, you know, your body can't digest proteins. You're all wrong on that end. It's there's so much. Is this truly a simple, simple thing for us to follow? Because I'm, like, at my end, I need to lose this weight. So, you know.
All right.
Yeah, great question. You know, that's one of the reasons why I created it, was so you didn't have to take your kids, you know, to the gym and spend a lot of time. You know, and like I said, you could break the DVD up. It's about an hour-long workout. The weight training is about 30 minutes. Got about 10 minutes of cardio in there. So, you know, if your kids are sleeping, you know, go put it in the basement for 15, 20, 30 minutes and start with that. We also do nutritional segments as well. And one of them we do is the first one I'm doing is about a 15 or 20 minute breakfast idea. So I just show you about 10 or 15 different breakfasts to choose from. And then also the naturopath that I work with, or she's a natural dietitian, and she's providing some menu plans that are very simple to follow. And the big thing is just, you know, keeping it simple and trying to not get too extravagant. Because like you said, there's so many conflicting things. And you know, one day they'll be saying, you know, no dairy, the next day dairy is great, or, you know, carbs are good, carbs are bad, you know, so there's so much stuff out there, and I don't have time to touch on every single one right now, but yeah, I've tried to make it as simple as possible for you guys to follow, and I think it would definitely, you know, fit into your schedule.
What if you're traveling, though?
Well, I just actually got an email from a woman who said she just thanked me that she was doing it while she was traveling. I think she brought resistance bands instead, or she was at a place that had some dumbbells, And I think she just modified, so she didn't have a ball, so she modified it. But she said for the first time when she was traveling in like 10 years, she worked out. Because normally before that, she would always say she'd work out, but she didn't. So, you know, you can put the DVDs on your computer if you're carrying that along as well. So
that's great. Well,
yeah, so you'd have to
check it out, and thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. And Robin in Richland Center, on to you now. Hi, Robin.
Hello. I was just calling to find out, how does a person go about finding a trainer?
It's a great question. What I guess the best way I would do you have a gym membership right now?
No.
Okay. I would ask around to other people, you know. I don't know if you know anybody who's had a trainer, and ask if what their experiences are. If you did have a gym membership, I tell people just to observe all the trainers and probably find the busiest one. That's generally going to be the best one. If there's okay. a guy who's just standing behind the, you know, guy or girl standing behind the desk all day, probably means they don't have too many clients. So you definitely want the one that's hard to get. But just, I mean, if you don't have that option, I'm trying to think of it. You know, you could go to Craigslist, and there's always trainers advertising. I would always try to get a free one session. To see, most good trainers will give you a free session to kind of evaluate how he is.
What about training? The trainer himself, himself or herself, what kind of background do you
have? Yeah, I mean, ideally he's got, or she's got a 4-year degree in kinesiology. I'm a little biased because that's what I've got. But, you know, that's going to be far greater knowledge and experience base than just a certification. It's so easy to get certified these days. I mean, there's a couple pretty reputable ones. I'm certified through ACE, American Council on Exercise. There's a couple others, ACSM, American College of Sports Medicine, and a few others there. But that gives you just a minimal knowledge base getting certified. So I would really pay attention more to who they've trained before. Do they train your demographic? Could you see, you know, they should have some before and after pictures or at least testimonials, or be able to give you references that you can call. You know, if someone wants to train with me, you know, I can give them people that they can call and see what their experiences were. So I wouldn't pick someone who's a real newbie, but, okay. you know, at least like a year of experience is, you know, is good. And people who do it full time, I would say, is going to be better because that's what they do all the time. Anybody can call themselves a trainer, and you can get some real gems out of that too, definitely. But I would say, you know, get references. Talk about their background and try them out. And if you like their personality, they can be a great trainer, but if you hate being around them, they're not going to be a good trainer for you.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. And Jane, who we lost earlier from Manawa, we'll see if we got better reception this time. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Great, sound better now.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding, I really have found out about myself. I've been on Weight Watchers for quite some time. I'm a maintenance. I'm on lifetime maintenance, but I'm still paying now because I gained some weight. So I found out that I really don't like to exercise, so that's why I do the walking the dog twice a day, and I usually try and get in one or two bike rides a day. Actually, throughout you know, all year long, especially the walking the dog. And so I'm wondering about the weight training. How do I put that in functionally? Are there, you know, some things I could do functionally to, instead of going to the gym or whatever? I mean, like, you know, picking up the baskets of clothes, or what would you recommend and kind of a routine for that?
Right. Yeah. I mean, definitely want to ideally, you know, do some sort of resistance training about 3 times a week. And I mean, basically, I would take any sort of exercise, you know, like a squat or a push-up or, you know, and just try to think of what you could do in real life, you know. And so, like you said, laundry basket, I mean, that's pretty light weights, but or suitcases I've used when I travel. I'll work out with my suitcase or like gallon jugs of, you know, a gallon of milk or water weighs about 2 or 3 pounds. So, you know, you could do stuff with that. So just, I guess, look at mostly, there's not that many exercises you can do. Movement patterns, I should say. There's a lot of exercises you can do, but your body really only moves in a few different ways. And so just try to find exercises, you know, that mimic that in real life motion. So
okay. And for references to go to that, would it be best if I checked on your
Check my website, DustinMaherFitness.com. Okay. And I've also got like about 90 YouTube videos now that you can just search for my name on YouTube and check out all my videos. And I've got, you know, I don't have any like picking up laundry baskets, but okay. You can kind of see, you know, what types of movement patterns there are. So,
okay. And what was the spelling of your last name?
M-A-H-E-R.
M-A-H-E-R.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And Dustin, so we're starting to run out of time, but there's a few more points.
Yeah, just a couple of reminders. With boot camps, we just opened up Mount Horeb. This morning, we had 24 people in Mount Horeb, so that was great to see. And then in Oregon as well, we just opened up. So we're expanding slowly around Janesville. You guys keep emailing me saying, when are we going to come up there? And Appleton as well. So maybe in 10 years we'll have the whole state covered. I don't know. But we're up to nine boot camps now. So you keep emailing me and let me know where you guys want one, and we'll consider it.
And so madisonbootcamps.com, the place to go for
that's
the
boot correct.
And then the DVDs, again, and you're giving that first one out.
Yeah, I'm giving the first one out, as well as the CD that has my top eight secrets to fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sharing that, giving that away. It's about an hour long. And a very special guest, my mom, is on it too, so I'm very excited to have her there.
And for that, it's
fitmomsforlife.com.
Fitmomsforlife.com.
And as always, I got my newsletter that thousands of you guys read, or I don't know, hundreds of thousands, I'm not sure. But, you know, it's very popular. All you have to do is sign up, put your name and email on any of my websites, and you'll get access to those as well. I send three out per week with videos, nutritional stuff. A lot of the questions you guys are asking today, I answer.
Always a pleasure, Dustin. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I look forward to being back.
Yep, we'll get you back again. Dustin Maher of Madison, works out of Supreme Health and Fitness, but trains clients, teaches classes specializing in fitness for moms and core training. Always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to his next visit. And a couple of fit guys coming up next, our weather guys talking about what's going on climate-wise and weather-wise next here on the Ideas Network.